this goes right into the question that was posted earlier about, has anyone had success with hiring a photographer? Just had a third consecutive flake from photographer. So technically, DHV pictures should just be a natural byproduct of living a cool life. And if you're having trouble getting pictures, it's one thing if you're like just bad at getting pictures, because like I know about that being a guy. I don't like taking my picture. I don't like thinking about that. But we have to, like, if you're actually trying to ultimately make a profile where you're putting an ad up for yourself and you're advertising yourself online, like, you've got to think about it. You got to think about marketing. So there's on the blog already, there's the one quick little like small podcast I did that was just about DHV pictures. So the next step of that is you're about me, but obviously pictures are the most important, because if it's not good pictures, and we all know this from firsthand experience, if I'm swiping and I see a girl that I'm not digging her pictures, either physically, I'm not attracted to her, I don't think they're good pictures, they're blurry, I can't tell who it is, whatever reason it is, it doesn't take much for us just to swipe left, right? So pictures are the most important, because if the picture isn't good, nothing else is going to happen. Again, think about it from our perspective. How many times do we swipe right on someone without even reading their about me? Like, I know I do it all the time. I see a hot chick, oh, swipe right. Then we match. Then I look. And then I'm like, uh-oh, currently married, in a relationship, looking for polyamory or non-monogamous, blah, 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 have 5 kids, currently unemployed or whatever the fuck. And then you're like, uh-oh, 12 red flags, and you swipe left. So that's why the about me is not nearly as important as the pictures, because the pictures aren't good. You're not gonna swipe right. But the videos I've posted where you can see it on TikTok, where the girls are swiping right and left, and you see them just go left, left, right, left. And what happens is, the reason the about me is important is it's because when they're almost going to swipe right, they're like, I'm 50-50, or maybe like 52-48. And then they'll just quickly look down at the about me. And I've tested lots and lots of things, and I think there's obviously a reason on all these apps, Tinder, Bumble, everything like that. There's not really a lot of room to write anything. So you got to start off high. You got to start off with like something that captures their attention. It's got to be something that stands out. It's got to be something that like is congruent with you, and something that has like some energy behind it. Because if it's not, if it's just boring or lame, like she's like, 50-50, wait, what's that? Oh, currently separated, looking to get left. So it's got to be something good that captures the attention, because that's the thing. Kind of like the whole mindset with DHV dates, which I figured out years ago when I had a girl that I was going to go on a date with. It was like several days later, we finally were getting together. Then we ended up going to this really good tequila bar in LA when I lived out there that had these awesome tacos and stuff. So anyways, at the end of the night, we're in bed, we're talking, and she's like, wow, I'm so glad I went on that date with you. And I was like, in my head, I was like, well, of course you're going to go on the date with me. Like, we talked about it, we locked it down. Well, that's when she opened up and she's like, yeah, earlier today I was going to say no. Like, I was going to pass on it. And again, once you date a lot, we've all experienced this ourselves. So then I go, well, what was it that like brought you through? What was it that like made you like follow through with the date and stick through it? And she's like, well, you made that tequila bar, that taco bar sound so good, because it was this like real cool hidden little place that's hard to find. And they did like potato tacos there that are like, I'm not even vegetarian, but it's like one of the most delicious things I've ever eaten in my life. And there's like 500 different types of tequila there. It's all decked out in like Luta Livre, wrestling, like masks and all this stuff on the wall. Super cool place. Probably one of my all-time favorite places in LA, Hollywood, the whole time I was out there. Little hole-in-the-wall place. Almost no one knew about it. And you drive by it, and you wouldn't even see it. It was just like a black wall with a little red curtain. And you had to move the red curtain, which you actually like, as you opened it, you actually felt like you're almost like crossing a line you shouldn't, like you're going into like private property or something. You're like, I don't know if I should be going back here. And then you open the curtain and there's a black door, and then you open that and you're like, oh, I don't know if I should be opening this, because everything's just black. There's no signs. And then you'd open it and then there'd be a bouncer there. Then that's how you knew you were like in the bar. So anyway, she's like, wow, that sounded so amazing. I figured worst case scenario, I just have a cool place in LA I could go to that I had know about. And I laughed because I was like, oh, that's hilarious. And that's when the concept of like the DHV date came through, because that adds marbles to the jars. We always talk about marbles in the jars, like of the attraction level. Well, that puts extra marbles in the jar. So that adds up. So it's not just me and my looks. It's my personality. It's my sense of humor. It's my confidence. It's my storytelling. It's my DHV stories. It's the DHV date. All of it's all mixed together. It's all the ingredients. So that was the tipping point. That's what pushed it just past the tipping point. So anyways, you got to understand that that's how this works. And all those little things you can do to put a couple marbles in the jar, like if you're not putting marbles in, you're taking them out. Well, not even that. It's like there's like a hole in the jar and the marbles are like leaking out, like trickling out on the bottom already. So you got to constantly be putting marbles in the jar. Otherwise, it's just going to run empty on its own. So that's the best way, I think, to think about the about me is it's just something else, a little something, a little pinch of salt to your awesome pictures, a little cherry on top to it. And that is basically proved by what's going on now with that short bio that we've talked about the last few weeks, where it's just a sentence or two. Now, back in the day on Plenty of Fish, especially when people are on their laptops or some of these apps like eHarmony and stuff, where you actually have to answer all these questions. Yeah, it's different. You're actually going, the woman's really going for like quality and a special connection, and they really want the answers. But on these free apps, these simple ones, left, right, left, left, that's it. Like it's not that they're not looking that deep. And a lot of times I'll even mention something like when you're talking to a girl, I'll mention about like my job or something about like my ISTJ or whatever my little thing is in there. And I'll have the girl go, oh yeah, I didn't even see that. So they're confirming they actually matched with me. We're talking, we're even talking on the phone, and they never even read my about me. So about me is important, but it's only important if it's going to be that little bit that helps you. So just think about that, that something cool, starting off with a high. That was actually a really good tip I got from Neil years ago. If you guys think about the book, The Game, when it starts off, what's going on in the book? Like Mystery's getting ready to kill himself. So you always start off a story with like a high, something that captures their attention, something crazy, something that's like stands out, something unique. So it could even just like when I put up not looking for a hookup, not here for a hookup, or stop asking for D pics. I'm kind of an asshole. Any of those things, like those are like attention grabbing sentences. And now, yeah, there are some girls that might look at it and read all 8, 13, however many sentences, but a lot of it's just going to be one or two. And then again, we don't know if we're going to match. So they'll just quickly swipe and I'll swipe. And then later we match. And then again, like it might be a couple days before one of us, the other person matches. By then I could have 20 other matches. She could have 1,000 other matches. So it's just, there's so much working against guys on these apps that you got to just stand out, DHV, DHV pictures, DHV storytelling. Everything about you is awesome. If it's not, you got to make it and be able to convey it in that way. So DHV pictures are obviously the most important. About me, less is more. Something that captures their attention, something just cool, funny, whatever, unique, different. And then the next phase is obviously, and actually we talked about that last week, is when you're messaging them, trying to get them off the app as fast as possible. Because hundreds of other dudes are trying to swoop in and sweep her off her feet and get her away from you. So last night matched with someone, really cool chick, actually. We talked for a while on the phone and a couple messages back and forth. I just throw my phone number out there because I actually was like coffee meets bagel and I messaged and then like my message didn't go through, but then it actually did. And somehow like it bumped above the earlier conversation. And so I was like, oh, that's weird. I just responded like this paragraph and it's not there. And then a minute later, she's like, oh, it's actually up top. And that's all it took. That was like the root. I was like, man, I hate these apps. I was like, you know what? Here. And I just put my phone number there. And seconds later, I get a text from her. So a lot of times that's all it is. It's just a real simple route just to get off the freaking app. And then once you're off, and especially when you're like, I hate these apps. Well, now I'm putting that thought in their head, which they've obviously already had that lots because of all the dudes that are creeping on them. And then now you're talking. So anyways, maybe we'll talk about that for the next one, but the messaging and then getting them offline kind of more in depth with that. But just wanted to make sure I hit that for you guys about me. It's either not important at all, or it's like the most important thing that when they're almost ready to swipe left, that's the one little like emergency pull in case of emergency ripcord kind of thing where they're like, oh, they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. Oh, wait, you know what? This is kind of funny or clever, funny, interesting, whatever. Okay, cool. I'll swipe right. So about me can save you. That's how.
Okay, guys. So that actually was just a snippet from the monthly coaching program that I offer, which we do coaching calls each week about dating advice and all that. So that just works perfect to cover and explain the thought process behind the about me. So this is a part I'm adding just for you guys that listen to it all the way. And I actually don't even want to share these with you guys, but these are the three best about me's that I am currently using. This is the best. This is it. And I rotate them. I change them depending on the mood, depending on the vibe, depending on what I'm looking for. If I'm looking for more short-term fun, I definitely go a little more cocky funny. If I'm looking for more of a connection, which is ultimately what I am, I don't know about you guys, but I like to date and have fun and have choices. But ultimately, like, I got into this stuff so I could actually have like a serious long-term relationship. And that's what I'm happiest, is when I'm having that. So anyways, about me's number one, I start off with two asterisks, and then I had currently accepting girlfriend applications, but because of like spacing restraints, I just put GF, capital GF. So currently accepting GF applications. And if you're in the program, you can see there's multiple screenshots I have from women messaging me just from that alone, going, oh, where do I submit my application? So that's one of my favorite opening lines, starting off with a high, attention grabbing. The two asterisks I think really help capture that also. So currently accepting GF applications. And then next line is, I teach guys how to be awesome. Equals, because of space, so I just put like the equal sign. Life coach, comma, firearms and edge weapon instructor. So a really important lesson there is, if you have cool shit going on in your life, like, you downplay it. Just real simple. This is just in general. This is not even here, just for everything. Like, you don't see advertisements and billboards for Lamborghini and Ferrari and Bugatti and all the high-end supercars. Like, you see those for like Fords and like Kias and stuff. So when you're awesome, you don't really have to upsell. You actually downsell. So that's an important mindset to have. However, if you're not there yet, then yeah, you got to kick things up a notch and try to, I don't want to say spin it or twist it into making it sound awesome, but just always still be honest, but just convey it in a really cool way. So for me, life coach, firearms and weapon instructor, that's my life. That's what I do. So that's 100% congruent for me. So obviously don't copy the same shit I do. I mean, unless you guys happen to be, if you happen to be that, message me, because we should be best friends. But just keep it simple. If you cook, oh, I'm like a head chef in a restaurant, or I get paid to cook food and I'm working on blah, blah, blah. Some guys I know do like real estate, like, oh, I get to sell people their dream houses and drive around and work on the road. Like, just something short, sweet, and simple, just to make it sound cool. And you want to leave it a little vague and open, so that way they can ask you a question as a follow-up. Anyways, here's the gold. And this is something I've been doing since I first started out with online dating, before I even started working for like my last boss, before I went solo. So this is the checklist, which is, please don't message me if. And then for me, again, making it cocky funny, I go, please don't message me if, and I have a list that says, you have implants, you strip currently or previously, are a Scorpio, smoke, are married, have pink hair. And then underneath it, it never works. So those are congruent to me. Scorpio's funny because I've dated tons of Scorpios. They always turn out to be crazy. And what happens is, by having this list, like, some of them will make sense. And then other ones, like Scorpio or married, someone's like, a female reads it. She's like, wait, what's that about? And then I'll get that as like their opening message. And this really works well on Bumble, where a woman has to message you first. So be ready for that and make it your own. Make it like funny for your own. And like, I've been hit up with, I've even gone on dates with women that I found out during the date, they're still married and they lied to me. So tons of married chicks on online dating, not divorced yet. And so anyways, that's why I added it. So it's totally true. Scorpios, I've run into tons of them that are nuts. Smoke, I hate. Implants, I hate. And then you get lots of girls that have implants messaging you, oh, well, mine look great. What do you have against implants? And then I've even had some who were like, hey, I'd have them like cut off. So I got them. Like, do you make exceptions? So be ready for all that. And it's kind of funny that like they instantly are qualifying themselves to that degree. But anyways, just to read it again, top to bottom, currently accepting girlfriend applications, one or two sentences about your job, your life, your passion, whatever it is. Please don't message me if you have implants, you strip currently or previously, are a Scorpio, smoke, or are married, have pink hair. It never works. And then what I do is in front of each one of those little like examples, I put a little dash. So that's number one. Number two, I wanted to take it even further, even crazier. I was like, what's the craziest thing I can say without getting blocked, without getting banned, which I have been blocked a lot, but or banned a lot on these apps, but because I'm always pushing the envelope for you guys. But I was like, what can I do to take it even further? Like the craziest thing I can think of. So then I came up with this, which is very first sentence is stop asking for D pics, !! So as soon as I added that up, I started getting messages rolling in. Oh my God, women are really asking you for D pics? Or, oh, I get those all the time. Now I know why. Like, it was hilarious, the responses I got. But that's a pretty attention-grabbing first sentence, which is basically like your headline. So stop asking for D pics. And then I added later, and I take this on and off depending. I've never taken one and not starting now. So the next sentence, and then here I'm conveying some pre-selection. No trouble meeting women, most just can't handle. Or I wrote, no trouble meeting women, just ones that are worth sticking around long term. Or I forget exactly how I said it. Ones worth hanging out with more than a few times, something like that. Because that filters out like the girls that are looking for the long term relationship. It's like, hey, I have no trouble getting hookups, but I'm looking for more. Which is another way you could say it. Which later is what I'll get into the third one. Most just can't handle. So that I throw that around different parts on my profile because kind of like the girlfriend applications, and I've even started off with that before, most can't handle me. You'll get women who message you and they're like, why can't they handle you? Like, I can handle you. And it's like instantly like, it's just basic reverse psychology, but it's like they instantly, that's their opportunity to message you. They're curious about it or they like are wanting a challenge. And they're like, I can take it. Anyways, then just a couple sentences again about yourself. And this is kind of the best format I like. Something funny, attention grabbing, couple sentences about yourself, and then the do not contact me list. So this one I just wrote, I even made it more simple. My job, I help guys level up their lives. And then a lot of women would message me and ask me about that. Like, hey, I want to level up my life. Wait, how come you don't teach women? So think about that. Like, think about how every little word you use, the audience is women. They're going to be reading it. Think about how they can use that to message you because you want to make it easy for them to message you. Then I put like, sometimes I'll put like a little sensitive, like emotional step into a moment of vulnerability kind of thing. And so that's varied. But the one I'm going to share is just hated cats, but rescued 1 year ago. And that's because I had a picture of me on my profile with my cat. And this is one from a couple months ago because I actually recently just put my cat down, but she was my baby, had her for like 18 years, crazy, funny stories about her. And found her as a stray after I was teaching a gun class one day. So it just segues into all these great DHV stories. So, but it's true. It's all part of my life. She was my baby. And that actually kind of like softens things too, because I'm kind of a hard ass a lot of times with other things. Anyways, this one, I just made it a sentence because I was out of space. So I wrote, please don't message me if you have implants, are a vegan, Scorpio, or bartend. So again, a variation of the list. Vegan, I love throwing around. Bartend, nurse is another one I've thrown around. Tons of nurses on these apps. I've dated lots of nurses. Throwing that up, that instantly pisses them off, and then they message you, which is hilarious again. And then you can easily reverse it, or it depends. Sometimes this actually might filter them out, and they see it and they're like, oh, he doesn't want me. But it is pretty funny when the girls will message you, and they're like, hey, I'm a nurse, but. And so then to me, I'm like, oh, you passed the test. You don't always do what you're told, or some little joke like that. Anyways, with that said, the one I've been using for the last 8 months, several months, like really using, not when I was testing with, or not when I'm just looking for a little bit of fun or casual dating, is this one. And it actually was shocking how well it worked. But again, it makes perfect sense once you think about it, once I thought about it afterwards. Short and sweet, one sentence, because that's all they're looking at your profile. You only got their attention for a moment. And I really wanted to convey like that I'm different. I'm awesome. I'm the exception. So I have some cool pictures up, pictures of me being awesome, my DHV pictures, balancing all that out. And then they just see right below it. It says moments and connection are more appealing than just hooking up. And that's not any game stuff. That's not me trying to like mess with their head or anything. I was like, you know what? I'm going to be vulnerable and I'm going to be totally honest. Like, that's what I'm looking for. And so just by keeping it simple like that, moments and connection are more appealing than just hooking up. That's 100% true. That's 100% what I believe. It's 100% true. Maybe just because I have hooked up a lot, I'm to that place, and maybe a lot of guys want to hook up. But don't say that if it's not true, because then you're like a dirtbag. But that's where I am now. So that's what I wrote. I put it up. Other students who that was congruent with did the same, and they actually said the results were pretty shocking just by keeping it short, sweet, and simple. So anyways, those are the three best. Like, those are literally the ones I use. Like, on my profiles right this second, I want to get some dates. Those are the three I'm drawing from. I have them in my notes section of my phone. At any moment, I can just pull them out, copy and paste, and refresh my page, which is always good to do too, because I think there's like in the algorithm, when you add some more to your about me, it actually spikes you, kicks you back up like on the list. So anyways, first one, DHV pictures. We touched upon that a little bit here. This one, about me. Next mini podcast, which hopefully won't take this long to get to again, is going to be about how to get them off the app and message and why that's so critically important. So thanks for listening, guys. If you guys have any questions, feel free to comment below. Or I understand most of you guys are just messaging me, which is 100% fine. Privacy reasons, everything going on in the world right now. Just shoot me a message. I'm the one who answers them. It's just me. Everything's always private. Discord group, you can talk some more about anything kind of in there, but really the online dating, because that's one of the specialty things I do that's in the monthly program. And I set that up to be pretty affordable for everyone. It's like $50 a month. We do 2 calls a week. You can ask me anything in there. There's private sections. It's on Discord, so you can use a private username so no one has to know who you are. So there's some good safety systems, some things I have in place to protect your identity and stuff. And so, yeah, tons of access to me. If you guys can't swing the normal phone coaching, which me, it's a little expensive, I get it, but totally worth it. But if some guys can't do that, then the monthly program is the way to go. So anyways, that's why I added the snippet from that at the beginning of this, so you can kind of get an idea. That's how we started off. I hit a main point, and then we do some Q&A. And there's supposed to be an hour, but like I'm never hitting it basically at an hour. It's always running over because I answer everyone's questions each week while we're there. So anyways, we'd love to have you. If you guys need any help, hit me up. Otherwise, I'll see you on the blog and see you online soon. Later.